Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this July the 15th on the West Coast. Now, July the 16th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We're so happy to have you with us this evening, and we're so happy to have the guest that I had the opportunity to appear with on his own show, A Marine's Disquisition, heard around the world today on Blog Talk Radio as well as Wind Talkers Radio. We were heard all over the planet. So let it suffice to say that I'm going to save some of the thunder for tonight's guest. As I mentioned, he's got his own radio show. He is a former U.S. Marine of 10 years. That was quite some time ago, but he's still a Marine at heart. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And I sort of feel like an honorary Marine, even though I wasn't in the military. I was one of those guys that had that draft number that didn't get called because Tricky Dick Nixon had to resign in embarrassment. Of course, we've come to look at these things a little bit differently as to who our presidents are, how they're elected, who they really serve, who our government serves, and we're going to talk about that. Probably talk a little bit tonight about some of my research and as well as tonight's guest. He puts out a regular news and views off of his website, and that website is amd.elequity.com. He's my good friend, introduced to me and Greg Evenson, who's been on this show before and had, until very recently, his own show, Voices from the Heartland, on Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Evenson and Drew Raines is our guest, and Marianne Ponder made that possible. So, Drew, welcome to the show tonight.
And I appreciate that. I thank you very much. And you hit the nail on the head. If it wasn't for the great cheerleading squad of Marianne Ponder, the three of us may not have ever gotten together.
Yes. And
because we all three are out here with our hatchets in one hand, our pistolas in the other hand, and our K-bars and our knife fighting away. And sometimes when you're in the midst of a fight, you don't realize that you've got another Marine supporting you. He may be 50 yards away, and that's exactly what you and Greg Evenson have been. Y'all have been in the same fight, but you've been 50 yards out to the side, and I couldn't see you.
Well, today I feel like I've been in a foxhole with you all day, if you don't mind my saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, what he's talking about is early this morning at 04:30 hours my time. I usually hit the deck about that time. I started my work on News and Views, and after 3 hours of due diligence reporting, I pulled up 47 news articles from around the world highlighting the vaccination issue, false flag vaccinations in all countries of the world, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, specifically the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy, where there's major protesters standing up and saying, sir, no, sir, we're not going to take the vaccination. They're rioting in the United Kingdom over such antics, as well as in the Netherlands and in Germany in small bands of 100 to 200 people in small communities and larger communities such as London. And these reports are not getting out to the rest of the world. They were on my News and Views. And just as I went and got my dandelion tea, and don't laugh, people, dandelion tea is great to get rid of excessive water retention in your legs. I got my dandelion tea, came back and sat down. As I was looking at my screen, the hackers hit me and took out 3 hours and 20 minutes of work right before my eyes. It took a total of 7 seconds. Now, you ever watch the movies out there, such as, The Network, The Net, some of those other shows? I'm trying to think of off the top of my head, but they're all computer hacker shows. And you've seen them on television, over the years, and these shows have been very apropos about the government, and it's always been some government agency, being manipulative, on the people. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right up front, that's exactly what happened. We traced the IP address to a United States Air Force base in San Antonio, Texas. So I know there was a government agency out there doing their dastardly deed, and it took me another 3 hours to reformulate. My news and views was delayed, and what Don got this afternoon was a 30-minute rendition of a tirade by a United States Marine. And yes, I've been out of the Marine Corps for 30 years, but as my gunnery sergeant, staff sergeant, and master sergeant told us all in boot camp, once a Marine, you will always be a Marine, whether you serve honorably for 6 months or honorably for 40 years. And ladies and gentlemen, once you leave the Marine Corps, the first 4 or 5 years, you're glad to be out. But at about 5 years, you start wondering about the fellow Marines that you left behind and what's happened to them, and you kind of communicate back and forth. You never leave the Marine Corps, because in the Marine Corps, the first thing to a Marine is honor. Honor to his fellow Marine, honor to the oath of office in which he stood for, honor to we, the people of the United States of America, honor to truth, honor to justice, honor to freedom and liberty. And you have to understand there is a difference between freedom and liberty. Marines are all taught the difference, and the Marine Corps is the only branch of the service that actually has a class on the Constitution, regardless of you're a boot camp private or you're a boot camp ensign or officer of the Corps, of any branch of the service coming into the Marine Corps, or you're a staff NCO 4 years or 5 years into the Corps and you're going to the NCO Academy School, you're going to have a one-day class on the Constitution and the rules of law. And you're going to be embedded on the fact that the Constitution is a limitation of power. And you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that limitation of power on those who work in the government office. They work for the people. And you have to understand what truth seekers and oath keepers are all about. Marianne Ponder understood that. She understood why I was out here fighting as hard as I do. Not for money, because if you walk into my house, you'll find out real fast I don't live in some $200,000 home or a $100,000 home. I live in a home that probably, if it was placed on the market, would barely sell for $25,000. And I once made that much money in 1 month as an electronic engineer and a real estate broker, having 15 agents in my office. But I woke up one day in 1989 and I realized I was putting my soul in hell because I was living for the almighty dollar, and I started looking at the truth and finding out that I was working for the evil power that was trying to destroy this nation. And from that day forth, the financial end of easy money started dwindling, and I've now resorted to these last 16 years of living off of all the money I saved, which in the meantime I paid off my mother's home, my grandmother's home, the pecan farm, an additional property that my mother had, paying for a lot of things that normally people don't pay for their family anymore. But I come from the old school of the Marine Corps, the old school of family values, and that is the family comes first. Marine Corps came second. But before all of them, God was first. And because of that, there's honor to God and the rules and principles that God gave us in His Ten Commandments and the books of the Bible that aren't in your Bible anymore or never were. But they're taught and educated in a system called Waldensis, Waldensis, Waldensis. And that's the faith that I profess to be of. even though there is no standing building that says this is a Waldensian church or Waldensian church, but you can find us listed in the internet all over the place as being the Waldensians standing up against who? The Catholic Church. And what was the Catholic Church trying to do? They were trying to put forth evil literature and mistakes in the Bible. And the Waldensians stood against them in the Alps of Italy. And at one time, the Waldensian faith, it wasn't called the Waldensian faith. It was called believers. And that's what we are today. That's what Don Nikoloff is. He is a believer. That's what the men and the women of the Galactica organization of planets believe in. They believe in a super being, and Jesus Christ is a Savior. They understand what the difference of liberty means and responsibility to be a citizen and of God's universe versus a man or woman or reptilian or a being in a universe of the perdition who believes in freedom and freedom with a license is nothing more than a right to do something that would normally be illegal. But you already know that God gave us the right to traverse across the planets, across the world, across the universe, whether in an automobile or whether in a spacecraft. Liberty means freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty means to be free from government intrusion. And they intruded on me this morning at 0738 a.m. Central Standard Time, but they did not take me out. I'm still here. I'm still fighting. Yes, I've got only one computer up and running out of three, but that's all only because I can only put one computer online at a time, because the way they hacked me, they took my data down and they purged a signal that destroyed the modem, but they weren't prepared for a Marine. Always remember, Marines have a backup modem, a backup computer. And I had all of those things for AT&T DSL. I just didn't have an extra router to run the other two computers up. So I'm out of pocket until I can get some finances and put that in there. I'm not begging you guys for money. I'm not asking anybody for anything. I've got the funds to take care of it. I'm not going to go out and buy the first thing on the market. Why should I pay $49.95 for something I can get for $14? And that's the problem out there. Many of you out there, you've got so much money in your pocket that you've forgotten about honor to God. You've got so much food in the icebox, you forgot about honor to God. You forgot about what you're doing for your neighbor. You forgot about helping somebody on the side of the road or the side of the street. Oh, that's just a beggar out there. Well, remember the beggar of the Bible? Remember the prostitute of the Bible that took her hair and cleaned the feet of Jesus? Understand the fact about the cleaning of the feet and the story about that and why the prostitute did so, and the fact that Jesus forgave her of her sins. All you have to do is honor God and Jesus and or Yeshua, whatever name you wish to call the Son of our Creator, and understand that this Marine, being out of the Marine Corps for 30 years, I will never forget the Marine Corps. I will never forget the fact that if a Marine comes to my door and needs a place to stay, he's got it. If he needs to put a tent up in the yard, he's got it. If he needs a roof over his head for a couple of days, he's got it. Now, I can't financially help my Marines anymore like I used to 4, 5, and 10 years ago, but I own the property. I own the house. So the only bills I have is an electric bill and a telephone bill. The water, it's my water. Comes out of my groundwater. Okay? They can't take my water away. My sewer system, it's my septic tank. They can't tell me I can't dump my waste into my own land. So with all of that said, you've got to understand why I come on Don Nikoloff's show, and sometimes I just sit here and let him ramble and talk about the important things out there. And those important things are, what are they? Right now, Marines and Army personnel around the world are standing up against this man sitting in Washington, D.C., calling himself the lawful president when he can't even prove his citizenship. I mean, when a man can't even prove his citizenship, there's got to be a problem when a major in the United States Air Force comes forth and the United States Army comes forth and says, I'm not going to go off to Iraq or Afghanistan because the man sitting in Washington, D.C. that professes to be my commanding officer can't prove that he's a citizen. Well, if he can't prove that he's a citizen, I have no right to go, I have no honor to go to Afghanistan or go to Iraq. Therefore, I'm not going. And what happened over the last couple of days, you all see it out there. It's reported on WorldNet Daily. It was reported on My News. It's been reported by Sean Hannity tonight on his radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, that Major Cook, United States Air Force, won his lawsuit against the Obama trade, and what is the result? He being fired by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying that that he's got to leave the military as the National Guard in a civilian job function for the security of the United States in Iraq. It's one of those little agencies out there that the government pays $100,000 for a job being done by a Marine that gets paid $5,000. You have a big time problem. You have to understand, Marine privates are only paid roughly $280 biweekly. You do the math. You're talking about less than 10 grand. But these contractors in Iraq, they're being paid $100,000 to $150,000 per man, minimum, to do the same, to do security work, and that's what this major was going to be doing in this contractual job, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff notified their contractor that either fire him or you lose your contract. Obviously, we're talking about a several million dollar a month contract that was going to go down the tube. So the man, the CEO of this company in California, went ahead and fired this officer and advised him that he'd look to find him another job, and that's what they're doing. Is anybody going to stand up? Are there anybody up there that's got any guts besides Marines? Well, I'll tell you about one, ladies and gentlemen. His name is David O. Carter. He is a former United States Marine, serving 3 years in the United States Marine Corps in 1967. He joined the Corps, and he was awarded the Bronze Star in Quezon for the battle in 1968, Quezon battle. Carter was released as a first lieutenant in the Marine Corps after his service in Vietnam, and he was also awarded the Purple Heart. Mr. Carter is now Judge Carter, and as Judge David O. Carter in the Ninth District of the United States District Court System, he has presided over against the Gay Straight Alliance movement. He stood up against the Mexican Mafia trial. He stood up against the cabal that wanted to prevent Anna and Nicole Smith from receiving her rifle money. She was only suing for $100 million out of a $1.6 billion estate. And that $100 million was in a contract that she had with her husband who died. Now, it's not for me to say what Anna Nicole Smith and her multi-billionaire husband did on the side and what they lived, but the man obviously loved her and left her some money, but Judge Carter had to rule to give her $44 million in his trial, and the Ninth Circuit of California said, no, sir, we're not going to let you do that. You don't have any jurisdiction. However, the Ninth Circuit was overturned by the United States Supreme Court, and therefore Judge Carter was given restitution and praise for his proper ruling. And the big deal of it was Anna Nicole Smith would have been awarded only $44 million in her suit, which would have resulted in $15 million going to her lawyers. But with the United States Supreme Court hearing the case, she got the entire $44.3 million in all legal fees, including the $15 million legal fee of share, was ended up having to be paid by defending side. Now, that's how evil things are going out there, ladies and gentlemen. Judges are out there ruling against us. And who is this man sitting in Washington, D.C.? Right now, there's only one man in the United States that's looking into this, into the rabbit hole, trying to find out what's going on in the rabbit hole, and there's no rabbits down there, and that man is Don Nikolov. I have been amazed these last 2 weeks. I brought him on my radio show twice already, trying to educate you guys. And finally, there are minor lawsuits being filed in and around the United States, and we have this one major judicial ruling in California, in the United States District Court, that gives praise to Major Cook, and the lawyer involved was Orley Tonks, who's been ridiculed and chastised by a talk show host. Even some of you that like Oberman found out today, Keith Oberman came out against that ruling. Now, where's the cattle at, ladies and gentlemen? Is it black or is it pink? And with the Catholic Church rectifying their little problem with the gays, etc., and the Episcopalian Church allowing homosexuals to become priests within the Episcopalian Church, this isn't God's church anymore. This isn't God's land. There's only a few of us, and there's fewer out there like Don Nikolov, who's got the guts to continue looking in the rabbit hole, and there's no rabbits down there, so they're out to dinner. I'm sorry to take your show away from you, Don.
Well, Drew, that's a mouthful. That just about covers everything. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you one other thing. Don and I together in the last 4 days have probably accumulated one in the last 4 days. That's 96 hours for each of us. That's 192 hours total. In the last 4 days, Don Nikolov and I have probably accumulated a total of 12 hours of sleep.
Yeah, the two of us together.
Together!
That's right. If that much. Drew, obviously, the Spirit of God has come upon you tonight, and I hear the wisdom. And just, you know, my listening audience knows that I can ramble on. But there was truth in everything you said, and you afforded me the same opportunity, this afternoon, for an hour and a half. So if you think Drew's talking a lot, you should have heard me on the issue. Now there's nothing I can ask you or nothing I can say. You're hitting everything right on the head, and you're just talking about a few instances.
I'm not even talking about the needle point on the top of a flea's back that's on the top of a mouse. Give me a break.
Well, where do we go from here? Well,
where do we go from here? That's a good question.
Yeah, you touched on a few things, and we did big numbers on your show today. I know I can feel the Spirit of God coming over people, and people are waking up. We're not asking anyone to believe us. You rattled off everything you said from the top of your head. These are things that you study, things you research over and over again, not once, not twice, but every day of your life you're considering these things. And we're asking people just to wake up to a few things. We're not asking anyone to believe what we're saying. I stress that point on your show with your audience, and I stress that every night on this show. People need to be reminded. We've got new listeners all the time joining us too. And so they're going to hear us make some rather, outside the box comments, meaning that we're free thinkers and free speakers. And if we're talking about the truth doesn't need to be colored in any way, with any kind of brush other than the way it comes here. Truth does not depend on man to exist. In fact, it's man that distorts the truth. It's man that dishonors or disavows the truth. And so we're not asking anyone to believe, are we?
No, and the big thing is that that's one of the things as a Waldensian. All we do is we open the book, let you see it. and then you ascertain if you want to believe and move forward. Don and I do not ever bring anything to the table that we can't document and prove through outside sources. And that's why my news and views is so important to all Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guardsmen, as well as Navy CBs around the world, because it's a news article that's being printed in magazines and newspapers around the world, but aren't being mass-produced in the news we're discussed on the news media of the United States of America. Don, you said it. We get new people all the time. Today, just today after my show, or just before my show, I learned about Elizabeth. Now, I'm not going to give out her last name. Elizabeth lives in Florida. She has gone out and filed a criminal action on big pharmaceuticals of the United States, including Baxter of Germany, in the fact that they are poisoning the American people and lying to the American people about vaccinations. And Obama is pushing mandatory vaccinations on every man, woman, and child in America. And vaccinations are evil, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that haven't learned the truth about vaccinations, I promise you, send me an email. I will send you so much information, you will think that you have gone back to the elementary school and started all over with arithmetic.
it's true. You have on your show Dr. Rebecca Carley, who herself has been targeted by these people because she's been putting the truth out. She had her son taken away from her. She's had her medical license taken away from her. And all she's doing is speaking the truth. Isn't it ironic that those that profess to represent the truth, that profess to represent goodness and peace on earth, are the ones that go out and create wars, murder millions of people, deal in drugs, illegal, and what's made legal, which is nothing but reconfigurations of the illegal drugs. And these people have the audacity to attack us for speaking the truth.
I've got a Marine here a Marine's wife in Seattle, Washington. Her name is Lisa. She chimes in and she says, tell them, Drew, tell them. And I know what she's talking about. You hit the nail on the head. Dr. Carley will be on my show on Friday. And when Lisa says, tell them, that is to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Carley did not lose her license because of some medical malpractice or some accident in a surgical room, or the movement of any drug. She lost her license because she stood up and started telling the truth about vaccinations and autism on children and the fact that babies under the age of 5 should not be given these massive amount of vaccinations, as well as pets. And as Don said, she's been attacked, ridiculed, lost her son. We actually have a couple of Marines that have volunteered, retired United States Marines, taking 2 days out of their life every week. That means we've got 3 days a week that these guys can't cover, but they take 2 days out of every week to go over and watch Dr. Carley's son where he lives at there on the East Coast. Now, these are volunteers, ladies and gentlemen, that take money out of their pocket to put gasoline in their car and drive as far as 70 miles to sit in their motor home or their van and camp out for a couple of days a week during the daytime and watch this little boy, making sure he's safe and happy. And then they sneak off to a hotel, and I shouldn't say sneak, they go off into the sunset, and they've been meeting up with other Marines in the local area, and they're trying to incite other Marines to take notice of this, because Dr. Carley is in fear of her son's life, and he is under the age of 13, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand, vaccinations are evil. Autism is all about vaccinations. Doctors, medical doctors from Canada to New Zealand to Croatia to the Ukraine, Moscow, you name it. Any legitimate medical doctor who has done their due diligence in researching vaccinations will come out and tell you vaccinations on babies is evil, and wrong. It's destroying God's children.
Yes, well said. Now we know politically that our so-called leaders or our alleged leaders are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and these big corporations. And there, we've discussed this, you and I and many other guests on the show, so we don't really need to go into any great depth, but we've discussed the fact that there's an intentional coup taking place to revert this country to communism. There is no doubt about that. And on your show today, Drew, I shared some things about this usurper that we have in Washington, D.C., saying he was born in Hawaii, his relatives, his so-called alleged relatives in Kenya, saying that they witnessed his birth there. Obviously, somebody's lying, right? And you got to hear...
Wait a minute, what is to say that they're not both lying?
That's what I mean. Obviously, somebody's lying. You know, flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose.
And the coin stands on its side.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You get my meaning, but you got to hear some information today from me based on my research, and it's pretty mind blowing. And rather than me talk about it, you got feedback from your audience. They got to hear this information, and we may touch upon a little bit of it. But what was the general consensus of the text messages you got and the questions? Was the information convincing on the basis of what people have been hearing from the mainstream media and comparing it to that?
That's why I'm so irate tonight. I'm so mad because you're not only hitting the nail on the head. You haven't pulled the hammer out of the box and walked over and nailed a nail on the wall to put a picture up. You're taking a sledgehammer out there and put a 10-penny nail through a piece of steel and says, okay, here's the picture, and the picture is a 54-inch plasma screen so you can sit it up 10 feet from it and see the whole picture. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to tell you, you can tell I'm a Cajun real fast. I'm not going to inform you that there were one or two listeners that were IMing me. I only had one computer available to do my show today, and I had help from Sherry at Blog Talk Radio, Larissa with Wind Talkers Radio Network out of Sochi, Russia, Simferopol, Russia, Doug out of the Northern Ireland of the Northern six counties of Ireland, and Bobby in the Southern Ireland on Highway 8 in New Zealand, and all of us were running rampant with IMs from phone bridges, 17 phone bridges and listeners out there inundating us with instant messaging asking how can we take this man out. Obviously, these are lies that we're being told by the mainstream. What's wrong with the mainstream presses? Hundreds of emails, hundreds of IMs, well over 1,000 instant messages on Yahoo and my Skype side message bar, which Larissa had to manage for me today, and she doesn't speak English or read English that good, and she asked me after the show when I got back from my Wednesday night dinner with a former United States Marine from the Korean War era, she asked me point blank, says, how do you do it when you do a show? The only way I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it takes three computers. It takes me being on one network, Blog Talk on the Internet, on another network of over 178 radio shows, radio stations around the world, independently owned, independently operated, no government intrusion, no government assets. The money that these former United States Marines, former United States Army, former Navy SEALs, former Air Force majors, lieutenant colonels, former Navy ensigns, they put these micro broadcasting stations up around the world. Some of them cost as little as $1,500. Some of them cost as much as $8,000. Some of them are plug and play. They cost $4,000 out from a company out of Chicago and they order them in, $4,000, and wham, they're on the air with a 5-watt radio station broadcasting in little places out in the middle of nowhere, Nevada, or in the mountains of Tennessee, or how about in Venezuela or Costa Rica? We got a United States, CB, down in Costa Rica, who has moved out of the United States with his, wife after his last child went into college. And he's retired after 30 years in the CBs. He moved to Costa Rica because he's had more freedom down there than he has in America, and his money goes a lot further. Down in Mexico, just south by southwest of Laredo, is a large community down there of Americans living out in Mexico, this country of Mexico. And I say a large community, I'm talking about well over 2,800 American couples retired living on their pensions in Mexico, and they live down there like a upper middle class person would live in New York City or in Los Angeles. Those two places are some of the most expensive places on the world. And these Americans have expatriated themselves to other countries because they wanted freedom and liberty. They wanted the liberty to be able to move about without being accosted or placed in jail. However, in Mexico, I've been told that they have all the liberty they want with a $20 bill with Andy Jackson. They just pop it out on the policeman and go their way.
So... So
you have to understand, I got to put a little entertainment in there, Don. And that's true, by the way. No, I mean it. If you go to Mexico, make darn sure that you haul yourself down there with about $200 and $20 bills and keep them spread out around the car. Don't put them all in one place. And don't ever keep more than one $20 bill in your wallet. Because if you get accosted by a police officer, I got news for you. That $20 is the best insurance you'll ever have. You can forget about all the other insurance.
Well, what you're describing is people around the world, and they're tuning into your show. I just happen to have been the guest. But, I have to tell you, especially maybe the last 45 minutes, maybe even hour of the show, from what I could tell, you were going crazy, with these messages. And people were asking good questions. One of the questions was, how can we get this information to the public? And I suggested that people go to my website, they can click on articles, they can download the articles. I've been so busy with this research, but it's going to be worth the wait. I'm not trying to tease anybody or make promises I can't fulfill. This information is literally unfolding as I'm saying to myself, okay, this is it. I'm ready to post this.
And then a rabbit comes out of the hole.
Well, no, the rabbits are like waving their ears and, waving their fingers.
No, the rabbit comes out of the hole and says, wait a minute, there's more information down here because I can't stand it. It's
sick. So you really, that's what's been happening. But it's like divine providence. The information has led me exactly to answers that substantiate all the other things that I've said. You know, I give the glory to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. I give that glory to the Creator because He opened my eyes, my spiritual heart, to see the truth. That's what my prayer has been about. My prayer has been not just for this country, but for the whole world. And we are in a time right now where evil has surpassed the capacity of Satan. The capacity of the devil has been surpassed by these criminals. And I referred to it as a criminal cabal. That's all it is. It's follow the money and you will find the clues. And that has never let me down. I've heard politicians say that. Dennis Kucinich, who I heard in person a few years ago, and met and talked to, he opened a speech with that phrase, follow the money. And he said it numerous times throughout his speech. Now, I may not agree with everything that Dennis Kucinich says, but that is a truism. that is something that you can hang your hat on, that if you follow the money, you will find the corruption. And you don't have to go very far. You don't have to leave your house to find this stuff. That's the amazing thing about the research I'm doing, and it's proof that God has opened my spiritual eyes to see the truth. And
excuse me. I mean, normally I would not interrupt you because but what you just said, it rhymes true, and I'm being told by my heart to let the listening audience understand what's happening is you feel it. Don, you feel it. When you're on track and you've got God's word and his blessings behind you, it's like, how can you go with just 2 hours of sleep? It's like God comes in and gives your body a refreshness, and you don't need that sleep. It's like you've had a bite of angel food, and you don't need the substance of man's food. You just continue hammering out and getting the truth out there. That's why we can go 4 days with just 5 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, you're right. It's called manna. You know, the food that the angels eat.
See, I knew that's why I had you on my show, because I got an IQ 2 below a rock, and you're well out there, so you can come in here and give those questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I bring this out, ladies and gentlemen, because of my own personal experience. And Don, you know this yourself.
Yeah.
When you know, though something needs to be done, maybe it comes about in a roundabout way. In my own personal life, just a short 14 days ago today, an email was posted by a good friend of mine out of North Carolina to a good friend of mine here in Arkansas, asking me to get in touch with a man and his wife located in North Carolina. And that man and the wife owned a 270-acre farm, and they needed some help because of some so-called patriot was trying to put one of these commercial patriot mechanic lanes on their 270-acre farm, and they needed some help. Well, to make a long story short, that email didn't get to me until Saturday, which, ladies and gentlemen, is the true Sabbath day. Now, Jesus taught that he wasn't here to break the laws of God, but he also taught that don't just sit down and take everything in stone, that the laws of God can't be just gently bent. What is that? The Sabbath day. Honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And I try to do that. But does that mean I can't do God's work on Saturday? Well, I sat down and I prayed about helping Charles and Liz in North Carolina, and it was like God gave me that afternoon when I was praying about it. He said, "You need to call and talk to these people." It was like, it wasn't like a voice that you can hear, like we're talking here on the show. It was like an overwhelming warmth feeling, saying, you know, advising me that I needed to call in my mental state. And I called and talked to Liz just for a short minute, and we got disconnected. I had to call her back, and when I called back, I got to talk to her daughter. And Liz is, ladies and gentlemen, is in her late 70s. Charles is 82. And they were being, to make a long story short, they were being attacked by some so-called patriot who they had befriended, asked to come and live on their 270-acre farm in a cabin that they had built, provided that he would give them 20 hours a week for free room and board, and he would grow his own food, etc. When it all came down to they asked him to move because he broke the rules. The rules were no alcoholic beverages on the property, and he did not put the 20 hours of work into what their original verbal agreement contract was. They had to threaten to get the sheriff to take him off the property. After he left, he turned around and went across state lines with a friend over in Knoxville, Tennessee, filed a commercial lien, UCC, commercial lien, patriot, common law lien back on this family and advised them that he was, that the lien was going to be worth over a $500,000, per instance, or a total of $1.7 million if they didn't respond within 30 days. The 30 days was going to be up on Monday, after that Saturday, and for the next, I'd say, 18 hours, after talking to Liz and her daughter, I pounded out an answer, reply, and counter complaint to this guy, and we now have that guy stopped in his tracks. And when I finished with my documentation on Sunday, 18 hours after first hitting the keyboard to bring forth the legal common law response, I felt like I was refreshed, had a night's sleep, had a full breakfast, and I hadn't had a bite to eat in over 18 hours. I hadn't had but one glass of water, and that was the glass of water that was sitting by my computer when I first sat down to start typing the brief and working out the research to do the complaint and the counter complaint. And I didn't have to make a pit stop, so to speak. And I didn't lay down and take a nap like I normally do when I do a lot of things. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about feeling good with God's on your side? That's exactly what Don feels like when he gets through with his information. You feel this overwhelmingly warmth that you've done something for him. And that's how I feel about Marianne Ponder in her attempts to advise me and support me, paying my phone bill, paying my electric bill. When she was alive, she didn't have a lot of money, but the money that she had was getting in from the government and other places. She saw that I was in more need, and that's something we have gotten away from, Don. We don't help our fellow brothers anymore, and the Bible gave us complete stories about helping the destitute and the beggar. But what have we got now? It's all about me, greed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our leaders are notorious, as I've said many, many times on all the shows I've been on, including my own, that we are witnessing the highest amount of corruption I think the planet has ever endured. Now, think about the energy that puts out, and that the planet as a living sentient being sees everything that's going on. I mean, some people would say, it's the third rock from the sun, as if it's just something that's dead. And I can tell you, the spirit of those that do what they do to rape this planet of its resources and to crush its people, regardless of what they do for a living, regardless of who they think they are, how wealthy they are, or how poor they are, the planet senses all of this. And I'm being a little bit esoteric in this description, but it's a reality, because that warm feeling you get when you've done something for God also helps the planet. Now, when are the people going to start to recognize this work? And I'm speaking about your work. When are people going to start to recognize the risks you take, even 30 years after retiring from the military with honors, that you would continue to risk your life as if you were on the front lines of a battlefield during a nuclear war? People often ask me, and I know they ask you the same question. We don't have to hear it, but they ask, aren't we afraid? Aren't we this? Are we concerned they're going to do this to us? They're doing something to all of us. And it's about time that we wake up and start taking action as a people. A one people. We're all children of God. All of us. Even the evil ones are children of God. But God is not going to tolerate this evil that has, again, I'm repeating myself, exceeded that which the devil himself, Satan, the individual known as Lucifer in heaven, he's been outdone by these people. And they actually, in their attempt to be gods themselves, and really, they can only be the opposite of God. They certainly cannot compete with the Creator. And their days are numbered. We're witnessing that. We're witnessing momentous times in the world's history. Of all the ages of the world, we're living in it right now. And it's time for people to wake up. I've been saying this over and over and over, and not to sound like some crazed preacher that has a particular agenda. I'm looking at what I know is the truth, the best I can relay it to my fellow man, and it creates problems for them because they're doing the opposite. They're lying to us. They're mind controlling the children. They're drugging our children. They're raping our children. They're murdering our children and everyone above that age. These are not people that love you. These are not people that even have the capacity to love their own families. And there's a well-documented history in many, many books. Fritz Springmeier has written about that. Arizona Wilder has written about that. Bryce Taylor has written about that. Kathy O'Brien has written about that and described horrific things that the government does to defenseless women from the time they're born. I heard stories about the rich people, the rich families in Hawaii this evening. Oh, wait till I share that with you on another show. And you know, we hear that our president is from there. No, he is not our president. He's not my president. I cannot honor someone that can't even qualify for a driver's license. And I know more about him than he probably does himself. I can say that.
Well, here's one thing for you. I don't care about his qualifications for a driver's license, because that's just a license that they give you to travel over the land that which we're supposed to be able to travel for free. Can you imagine George Washington running down to the county office and saying, "Hey, I need a license plate for my tail or my horse or for my wagon so I can get up to the Delaware River. Oh, by the way, we need a license for the boats to go across the river." Can you imagine what we have to go through today? What would the Revolutionary War look like if we had to have a license to buy a gun?
Yeah. Yeah, or ammunition, or a uniform.
Oh, yeah. Now, in Mark, in the book of, in your Bible, not mine, in my Walt Lindsay Bible, Mark 13:8 reads similar but different. But in Mark 13, we're warned, just like you were saying, Don, we're warned about the fact that for every nation will rise against nation and kingdom will rise against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles throughout the land. These right now, we are already through the beginning of all the sorrows, Don, and you profess to bring this out, and you do it so apropos that we know that Christians are going to be rising up against Christians. But these are not Christians rising up against Christians. Real Christians don't pick the phone up and call the police department and say, "Hey, Drew Raines is out there drinking a six-pack of beer on the Sabbath day. You need to come down here and find him because I can see him drinking that six-pack of beer." And
yeah,
that's what's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting into this Stalinism, fascism of the past that is incorporating Pol Potism and Maoism to the point that it makes Adolf Hitler look like a choir social director.
What a description. Yeah, but I agree with you. That's what's going on. And, you know, since we're on the topic, you know, we talked about Karl Marx and this issue of, let's apply a Hegelian dialectic. Dialectical materialism, the idea that you offer two choices and neither one is valid, but you get, you promote it and promote it and promote it with images and symbolism. And of course, you gotta have a teleprompter to deliver it, okay? Without the teleprompter, that message would not have come out, okay? This go around I'm speaking about. And so, people become enamored. When I watch videos of people sitting listening to those speeches, the acceptance speech, when the wife of the usurper came out wearing a black widow dress. And most people didn't see that as a black widow. It was the underside of a black widow. Did you see that dress she was wearing?
Hey, buddy, I got news for you. I was bit by a black widow spider when I was 7 months old and almost died. Yes, I know exactly what that looked like, and I was literally one of the few talk show hosts out there screaming about it.
Oh, yeah, and they were talking, you know, the media was talking about how much money she spent on this dress, not even realizing that, you know, not that I...
$50,000 for a dress that looks like the back of a Black Widow.
Yeah, well, the underbelly of a Black Widow, actually.
The underbelly of the Black Widow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they're talking about what designer created this, and it's voodoo. You know, now, I don't hold fear that voodoo has any power over me, but these people practice black magic. They're Satanists. I'm not making this claim to sound like some kind of wacko. It's an unending stream of the same story. You know, I can bring this up that the Morgan Stanley family is one of the rich Hawaii families now. And the Kaiser family, some of the old money families are dying off. But Obama has a direct relationship to the people that set up the Bank of Hawaii. And it's about money. It's not about blood. It's not about DNA. They were brought in the country as spies.
I got a bunch of IMs here. Says, is it possibly just not money? It's about power.
Oh, well, that's a given. The two go hand in hand. But you see, if the money is an illusion, ask yourself the question, what is the value of the power? Okay? You give up this right. Well, they made this law. Okay, so we can't do this. They made this law. We can't do this. But you have someone that has already violated the law at every step of the way, lying about who he is, where he's from, who his family is, and not once. But every single time he said anything about it, and most of those lies I've already dealt with in my writing. That's been the difficult part about this work, is I've had to look at negativity, the darkest kind of negativity you can imagine. This is a man calling himself African American, but I can tell you the darkness from which this plot came is darker than any person walking on the earth.
I've got a professor, black man, 5'6", blind, and who sits in a chair and says, I'm just a blind old black man, and I'm an American. I don't know what an Afro-American is. I wasn't born in Africa. My father wasn't born in Africa. My grandfather wasn't born in Africa. And if I can find any African blood in my great-great-grandfather, I'll eat your hat.
Yeah.
Now, that's a man that knows his history and knows that his black heritage, yes, he's got black skin, but he's not from Africa. Okay, he takes his heritage all the way back into Europe, and then from Europe he goes all the way to Asia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a personal friend that is a black man, but his heritage takes him into the American Indian race, and where his great-great-grandfather was a buffalo soldier, a black man from guess where? From South America. From South America. People forget that the black slave trade did not originate in the United States of America. It originated in Portugal, and it was brought forth to this hemisphere by the Dutch and the French and the Italians, as well as the British. There is never anything in any book that you will find that in the 13 Confederate states of the Union of Confederacy, there is not one known business operator that was a slave trader. They were all from New York or London or France or Italy.
And Portugal. Portugal. Too. Yes. Well, you know, see, that message that you just read from this blind man who you said is saying he's black. What does that man sense about Barack Obama?
His attitude about Barack Obama is put the guy on a boat and shove him off to wherever he comes from because he's not an American.
Yeah, that's the point we're trying to make here. It's not about the color of his skin. It's that he is not who he says he is. And there's a large contingency of people with criminal ties worldwide. Over and over again, these names come up. You know, when you mention the name Henry Kissinger, you know, this was a guy from Nazi Germany that fakes his German accent. He doesn't have that accent anymore, but he fakes it. And
faked it when it pleases him.
Yes, yes. You know, in the media, he fakes it whenever he's speaking in public. And you have Zbigniew Brzezinski, and these people lie about who they are. If the guy they're promoting is lying, then they're lying, you see? And the Federal Elections Commission and the Democratic Party. But the Republican Party knows the same thing. This is what irks me, is that you have these double standards and people think, oh, well, we voted the wrong man in. You did not vote this man in. He was appointed the position. And the money behind him comes from all over the planet, but the people that have their fingers directly on him are which family, Drew? You know my research.
Exactly.
Who is that family?
The Dunham. You want me to go all the way?
No,
in?
The Dunham is a phony family. No,
I'm saying that.
Who is the money family that has their fingers on him?
Oh, the Rockefellers.
The Rockefellers. Every turn, the Rockefellers come up. That's the point. That's, you know, not the Dunhams. That's a fictitious family in terms of who these people are.
Oh, I thought you were asking, you know, about the Dunham family, and you're right. The Dunham family is a fictitious name, and you've been able to prove that just in the last few days to me, showing that, hey, wait a minute, look at these name changes on records. And that is amazing to be able to know that you're just a musician. You're not some ancestral researcher that dwells in ancestry. You are just a musician, talk show host on radio shows, going back all the way into the early 60s or mid 60s. Your friendships are with radio talk show hosts and music show hosts, even Casey Kasem's
replacement. Shadow Stevens is a friend. Yeah.
And, this isn't your job. You didn't work in Navy intelligence or Army intelligence or Air Force intelligence. This is you as a common man moving forward, looking for the truth and finding out the prophetic Babylon is right here in this empire that we call the United States of America, and the mother of all deceptions is coming forth. Now, brother may betray brother, and we're told that brother will betray brother in these end times, and that father will betray his own children, and children will rise up and murder their parents and cause parents to be put to death. What's going on out there right now all over the United States? Children are murdering their parents for money. Children are putting their fathers in jail for money. It's sickening out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Christians are turning against Christians. They're not Christians in my world. I've got friends out there that have turned away from me and my friendship that haven't got the guts to say I'm sorry verbally. But they, and then they turn around and go through the three hoops to get a message to me instead of picking up the phone and calling me direct on the phone. To me, that's a coward. In my world, I put my life on the line, not necessarily in Vietnam, but I put my life on the line every day that I put my shirt and my trousers on and walk out the front door, because I know that I'm causing people to stop and think. It may not be but one or two, but that one or two that I'm making stop and think might affect somebody else. And it's just like Liz down in Florida. She didn't know what it was going on out there, but she read some information about vaccinations and filed a criminal complaint with a local prosecutor. And what did she do? She opened up the chief of police. She opened up a local prosecutor. She opened up the eyes of other people out there that are in government that are now looking at the evils of vaccination. We've got Don Nikoloff opened up the book, and all of a sudden he hasn't got a few pages on Barack Obama. He's got a novel that it's so unbelievable that if you look at it in pieces, but when you put it all together as one novel, it shows you everything in chronological order how we came about having a man sitting in Washington, D.C., who cannot be legally the President of the United States, is not the President of the United States, cannot hold the office of the President of the United States, and the cabal evil behind the scenes are not telling us the truth. They're not. They control the press. They control our military. When the Joint Chiefs of Staff refused to send a man to combat because he says he won't go, instead of prosecuting him, they turn around and discharge him from the military and then turn around and tell his boss to fire him, or we're going to terminate your contract with the United States government that pays you $6 million a month.
With our money.
What's wrong with that picture? And Don Nikoloff is bringing it forth. What are we going to do? You, ladies and gentlemen, are going to have to learn what this truth is, put it together, file your own lawsuits, learn how to file it yourself. You know, a lawsuit's only going to cost $350, and if you're too poor to where you're not even filing income taxes, you can. I will have a way to do that on my website to where you can file informal papas or informal papyrus, any way you want to call it. In other words, you can go out there and you can become the anti-shyster and put them all to shame.
Yeah, that we could do a whole show on that, couldn't we, too?
I'm one. How about five? I do five shows a week, 2 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, Drew, we're about out of time here. You know, your energy is refreshing. That's how we stay awake. We yell at each other till the sun comes up.
I sometimes yell at the mirror on the wall. I know I yell at the computers all the time, because I feel that the church in America today resembles the description of the church of Laodicea. Okay, from the Bible in Revelations, where it says, "Behold, I'm a rich, wealthy man, but in need of nothing. But I'm evil in my heart." Wealth was a sign of God's blessing, and poverty was a sign of His curse. No, it was not. Americans have worked hard to become wealthy, but their lust to be wealthy, they have lost the Word of God.
Yeah, yeah. Wealth has been, I should say, abundance, the abundance that God gives us to have a fulfilling life has been perverted into this thing about wealth and prestige and this word success. What does that mean in the end? If the world is on its way to destruction, is anyone successful? Even the richest criminal on the earth, are they successful? Well, they may have been successful in destroying the earth, but think of the penalty that they'll have to pay for that. I couldn't imagine what that is when I weigh that against the millions of lives that have been taken. When I weigh that against the millions of children a day around the world that are being abused by the same people. When I weigh that against the oil companies oppressing the people financially, and the pharmaceutical companies and their role, and the oil companies' role, and God knows who else, in spraying our skies with poisons, killing the plants and the animals and eventually the people.
And that's what they're trying to do out there with all these ungodly laws on these that they're passing, like H.R. 475 that is limiting, making farmers out there mandate what they do with their farm. What are they going to do next? Go after the herbalist? I already know that my master herbalist is being attacked. Don, your master herbalist is being attacked. It's a never-ending story. This military-industrial complex is nothing... is nothing but evil wrapped up in a ball, and we're going down the tube fast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you could add to what you said tonight, but I want to leave you with a parting word. But before I do that, I want to extend my appreciation for what you have done to literally caused my show to leapfrog around the planet from the first time that you and I appeared together on the radio. And this is...
Wait a minute. Where's Greg at?
Well, Greg...
Well, that was the first time we were together on the radio. Well,
yeah.
Greg Evenson show.
On your show. You know, after I was on your show, something miraculous happened, and suddenly I was heard around the world. I was anyway. I was on the Internet, but the numbers jumped exponentially. And I owe that not just to you, but to all the people at Blog Talk Radio, Wind Talkers Radio, all the people that are doing their little part to bring everyone across the planet together to hear these messages. And this is just the beginning, folks. There's a lot more to come. But I need to
make a minor of a correction. Okay, Larissa chimed in here with an IM, and she says, don't forget, Blog Talk Radio may be the internet, but Wind Talkers are independently, privately owned radio stations around the world, such as mine here in Sochi, Russia. It is 10:10 in the morning here, and we have been broadcasting your show, and we've got a number of students that would like to say thank you, because they're even going to be late for classes, but they could not get away. They could not drop the show and just go on to class with all the important information that Don Nikoloff has been bringing forth.
Well, thank you for that message, Larissa. I wasn't implying that Wind Talkers is on the internet, but I'm just saying I was on the internet already. Okay, but the network that these people have put together around the world has caused the volume of this message to increase beyond 120 decibels. And that's the pain threshold. Now I'm not saying we're paining people's ears, but what I'm saying is, that's a miracle. That's God at work. And I want to honor the people affiliated with this network of people, and that, those are our brothers and sisters in the military who are putting their lives on the line to bring peace to the world. That's what we should be praying, that they're in the military not to just defend our country, but to defend mankind throughout the world. Think about that, folks. And I know what it is to lose a loved one. I lost an older brother a number of years ago. He was in the Air Force. And my father, who was in the Navy, just passed away April 1st of this year. And I can feel my father's spirit with us tonight, because I asked him to come and listen to this show tonight. I wanted him to hear you, Drew. I wanted him to know how much you have sacrificed throughout your life since you got out of the military, not to mention what you sacrificed the 10 years you were in the Marines. And from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate what you're doing, and we need to give thanks to God for those of us who are awake, and keep thanking him for waking up more people, and we will see more people wake up, and this will turn around overnight.
Amen.
We have the ability to do that. With God, all things are possible. Drew, I want to give you the opportunity to close out the show with some final thoughts and ways folks can get in touch with you.
We'll start with how to get in touch. My name is Drew Malone. I'm the third member of the Raines family to carry the name Drew Malone Raines. You can reach me at Drew, D-R-E-W, Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, at yahoo.com. You can write me a letter at 3423 Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, Road, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72209, for those of you that have to be in that cabal system. And you can call me on the telephone, area code 501-565-1833. I repeat that, 501-565-1833. I don't hide from nobody. The government knows where I'm at. I'm a thorn in their side. There's nothing like a good enemy out there to unite a country, a nation, and we've had some good ones. Adolf Hitler was a class act bad guy. So was Stalin. So was Mao. So was Pol Pot. There's even more today that are murdering their own people around the world. But the class act right now is the cabal, the fascist, industrial military complex here in America that is catalyzing the events of 9/11 to unite Americans to the point where we have lost all reason, and we are spending $2 trillion and have put over $2 trillion in a war in the Middle East that we should not be there, in either Afghanistan or Iraq, because those people didn't attack us. They were made the scapegoat. by this evil military-industrial complex. And we're about to blow ourselves up, and this great nation is about to fall on its face fast and furious. Therefore, you better unite. You better stock up with your foods and your water and understand who your real friends are and understand that the cabal elitist industrial complex have underground bases around the United States, and they're ready to go into them. And I say all power to them, bring me the welding torch so I can weld the door shut. That's well, all I got to say.
Well said. And I got plenty of solder for you and flux if you need it. Okay, Drew Malone Raines III, thank you for being on Evident Footprints tonight. And I want to let our listening audience know that you will be joining us again this month a couple more times. In fact, you're going to be on next week on Thursday the 23rd of July. Drew, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you for the work you're doing. And you get some sleep tonight.
I just looked at that. Yeah, I'm on next Thursday the 23rd and on the 30th.
Yeah.
I'm glad you reminded me that. I forgot.
All right. And I wish you a very good night. It's time to say goodnight to our listening audience. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Also on Blog Talk Radio around the world and Wind Talkers Radio also around the world. You folks out there that have been tuning in tonight, you take good care of yourself. Take care of each other. Let's start loving each other and let's bring God back into this situation. Let's not forget about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Special thanks go to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And Don Newsom did the sound tonight. Don, it was great. Thank you very much. Most of all, I want to thank everyone out in the listening audience for tuning in tonight. Join me tomorrow night when our special guest will be Mr. Michael Anthony. In the meantime, I wish you a night or a day filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good day or a good night.